From the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo, reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. I have the pleasure to be joined by the newly elected National Secretary, Courtney Lehman. Courtney, tell me a little bit of what you were feeling that moment they called your name and you ran up to stage.
I can't even begin to describe it. It was the most exciting moment, and I literally thought I was going to pass out. I'm not sure how I got on stage, but I'm just so overwhelmed to be here and so excited to be with all of my teammates and start to get to know them and all the members of Oregon or National FFA.
So you're going to meet lots of people along this journey, but tell me more about yourself and introduce yourself to now the National FFA organization.
Well, the first few years of my life were spent on a dairy in western Idaho. Since then, my family's moved to Oregon, where we now have our own farm, and I get to spend every summer raking and baling hay, which I absolutely love to work alongside my dad and my brother. I'm grateful to have an amazing family in eastern Oregon. They're always there for me, and I now attend state school at Oregon State University, where I study agricultural business management.
Take me back to where you began in FFA and your home chapter and just kind of why you wanted to be in FFA.
Honestly, I joined FFA because my agriculture teacher at the time, Seth Bingham, found me at the county fair and said, "Hey, you're a pretty good livestock judger. Come join us in FFA so you can do it with us." And from that moment, it just kind of spurred from there. He just taught me to love FFA for my first 2 years of high school, and then I got a new advisor, Bibiana Gifts, who is my best friend and has taught me everything I need to know about agriculture, but also just about life in general. And because of those two individuals, I fell in love with the program and everything it has to offer.
Tell me some of your involvements through your FFA journey.
Just like good advisors, they made me do everything, even if I didn't want to, from meets evaluation to prepared public speaking, which I was terrified of, to extemporaneous marketing. Anything they could throw me on a team for, they did. And I'm so thankful for that, because not only did I have experiences I never thought I would, but I figured out that I have interests that I never would have experienced and never would have found myself exploring without their push from the beginning.
Tell me about the decision of why you wanted to run for National FFA office.
When I thought back on my FFA journey, I realized that when I was in high school, I had trouble finding my place. And I never felt like I was good enough and felt like I had to pretend to be someone to fit in with the popular kids or be a different person depending on where I was. But with my FFA chapter, they were a family to me. And they always just loved me as Courtney. And they made me feel like I could just be myself in this jacket. And not only that, but I could push myself to be the best version of who I am.
What are some of the goals that you're hoping to accomplish in your year of service this year?
My biggest goal this year is for every member I encounter to help them realize that they are enough, and every agriculturalist as well. We have amazing people in this world who do so much for us, whether it's feeding and clothing the world as agriculturalists or offering the special gifts that make us who we are as FFA members. I want every person I interact with to know that they are enough, and I'm so excited to figure out what makes them who they are.
Who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
I'd love to thank both my ag teachers, Bibiana Gifts and Seth Bingham, as well as my parents and my family, my grandparents, all of my friends that have stood by me through every trial and triumph in life. Without them, I wouldn't be the person I am today, and I never, ever would have found myself up on that stage.
What was the best advice that you got along your journey applying for National FFA office?
Before I left here, my dad always told me just to be myself, that I am enough because of the person I am. He said, "Court, if you walk in those interviews and they don't like you for who you are, then that's okay, because you're enough. You're the person that you were created to be, and that's what you really have to focus on." And that's what I'd offer every FFA member, is we all have little things that make us who they are, who we are. We have strengths, we have weaknesses, but we're enough.
What are you looking forward to the most in your year of service?
I'm really excited for the travel. I grew up in a small town in eastern Oregon, so I'm excited to see what this world has to offer, both in terms of agriculture and just the culture of people and what their homes and their experiences are like and how they can use that to make the world a better place.
In a year from now, when you hang up your blue jacket, what's next for you in your career?
Head back to school to finish up my major in agricultural business management, and then at this time I intend to go to law school to pursue ag law. It's my hope to fight for agriculturalists in the courtroom or creating policies that allow us to do our job more efficiently of feeding and clothing the world.
Congratulations to Courtney Lehman of Oregon. She was just newly elected the National FFA Secretary. From the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo, reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.